Here we go, baby. We're all ready to go. We're all ready to rock this motherfucker. Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Hey, welcome to the stream, baby. Welcome to our Monday morning show, our Monday show. I'm in Mexico still, and I'll be in Mexico till tomorrow morning. And then I got to get back here for some biz, and we'll have new shows starting Wednesday. Just the same schedule as last week, because as it turns out, it was going to be too much of a hassle trying to create new programming for early in the week. But we do two encore shows a week, so hey. Hi, guys. What's the Monday? Oh, I got to find out what date it is on Monday.
What's the date on Mondays? Like,
hope you're having a good day. So I've got to remember today's Monday. Oh, man. Just had a really long phone conversation. Let me see what's going on here with the email. Jesus Christ. FBI. I subscribed to the FBI emails a long time ago. And I got a cameo that I got to do for a very cool listener of mine. Very good guy. So let me do that. If you guys want me to do a cameo for you, of course, you're subscribers. So we got to work out some way where I can do cameos for subscribers. That would be a cool thing. Better do that, though, before we leave. So anyway, Monday is the 17th. The first thing I want to do is I want to download here our classic show for Monday, which is for November 2002. Let me see here. So we'll just go down to our archives. Wait, yeah. November 2002? Yeah. And go over here and go over there. I was just on the phone talking to Maria about, she's finishing her doctoral, and she's studying female genital mutilation. And it's something that happens in certain countries in Africa still. Did I say November 2002? And she was going through with me. It's like really a fucking bummer, man. Listen to this shit. But I was telling her from my perspective, you know, I don't know. I don't want to get into it, but we were having a fascinating, discussion of the history of cultural evolution, various and different societies. Here is a November 14th, 2002. Bob Green is for part 9 of Highway Safety. He does 55 by, oh, this, I love this. This is one of my favorite, I got to do this one. This is one of my favorite ones of all time. Bob Green goes 55 miles an hour on purpose to piss people off. Christ, is that funny? There's nothing funnier than pissing people off. I'm joking. Let's see here, man. No kidding, though, man. It is a massively, hysterically funny fucking thing. So that is me downloading our... Yeah, our thing, man, you know, so that's me downloading, I should say, our classic show. So what we'll do with that is it D1? D1, right? What we'll do with that is we will, first thing I have to do is put that into a show log. Bob Green is on for part 9 of Highway Safety and You. Okay. What are we doing, man? Do this. Highway Safety New, November 2002. So again, congratulations to the everything that I'm seeing here. You know, I'm recording this on Friday, so I'm a little bit behind the gun. In terms of local news, Maria and I were just talking about David Ortiz, which is, thank God he's okay. He got shot in a bar in the Dominican Republic, shot through the fucking back. And the clown that, the asshole that did this, apparently says it was a mistaken identity. He didn't mean to shoot Mr. Ortiz. He was going for somebody else, some bullshit. He was flown to Boston by the Red Sox, as you know, and he's, as of today, he's in a comfortable condition, or resting comfortably. All right, man. So that's done. Now, what we do here is we'll go over to a brand spanking new. I can't do any recording now. So, because we're recording our pre-show. So what we'll do is eventually turn that classic into one that we can insert into the show. Into the show. All right. So now we're going to go and find our show for today. And that was, today is the 17th, right? Did we say? So, go to our archives. I'll bet you money that motherfucker, we won't be able to, it's going to be a weekend show. God damn it. I got to go through a whole fucking song and a dance with this shit again. Go back to 18, June 17th. I bet you anything it's a Sunday show. So what we'll do is we'll go to, probably have to go back to 2015 or something. Yep, it's a Sunday. Let me see something here, man. The Monday? All right, let me look here. 2016 should be a Friday show. June 17th. Friday, there it is. Phil talks to Pastor William Rennick into trying frying chicken. What? Phil, this is Friday. Phil talks with Pastor William Rennick into trying frying chicken, something he usually hates. What? All right, let's try it. This is a show that's a repeat because I had a cold. All right, so what are we talking about? June. We're still talking about June 17th, Phil. Get your shit together on that. Okay. Okay. I don't know that I'm going to be able to sit here and react to today's show because I got a million fucking things I got to do. Wednesday, Margaret Gray guest hosts the show, highlighted in an interview she does with her original vocal coach, Bob. This ought to be good. Bon Lindell, her singing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and the Frank Gray File. I can't wait for this fucking thing. Download show. Bang. Get this fucking thing rolling. Bang. Love Your Mama Too, bang. Hoochie Coo, bang. All right. So, let's take a look at the commercials that we have for this week. And there's Michael, where is my man? Where's my main man? It was Alex. Alex, where are you, dude? Alex, where are you, dude? Alex. Matthew and Julie. Oh, that's from my...
That was from my agent. My agents.
The Garland. The Garland Hotel. You ever come to L.A. and you want to stay in a hotel that's close to Hollywood? And when I say it's not within walking distance of Hollywood, it's not in Hollywood, okay? It's in North Hollywood, but it's on a nice little stretch of road. Is that, what street is that? Vineland. And it's got a beautiful little restaurant, beautiful little bar, beautiful little rooms, pool, nice pool bar. And then you have, you got to rent a car or take your Uber or whatever. It'll take you right down. Vineland will get you into the, into Hollywood and, into West Hollywood, areas like that. I'm pretty sure. And it's a restaurant. It's a hotel called the Garland. And the Garland Hotel was started by Beverly Garland, the actress. And you've seen Beverly Garland a million fucking things. She was the star of that old TV show, Decoy, but she also had a lot of bit parts. You'd recognize her like that. She started this, her husband started the hotel. She married this guy, and she inherited the hotel after his death and ran it with her son until her death. And I believe her son may still be running it, or I don't know what, but I love the place. It's where we have our table reads for F is for Family. So if you're ever in California on vacation or whatever, and you want to play, you know, you want to stay at a place that's got a kind of a decidedly sort of kooky Hollywood feel. It's not in Hollywood. The surrounding area is kind of suburban, you know, lower middle class suburban California, but it's an entirely safe area, and it's nothing bad there. But the hotel itself is nice. Try out the Garland, man, because right down the street, if you look at a map, it's close to. I believe, yeah, you're just up from Hollywood, up from Barham and up from Cahuenga and up from Highland, and the Hollywood Bowl is several miles, I think, but you can't walk it. And in California, forget it. If you think you're going to come to LA and you're going to walk it, I mean, there are areas probably of Hollywood you can walk, but, and I see a lot of people, when I pull up at the corner of Hollywood Vine, if I'm going down to a record at Margarita Mix, or someplace where we're recording, I'll always cross Hollywood. I'm generally crossing Highland and Sunset, or Highland and Hollywood, and I'm always seeing people, pedestrians, tourists, as you would expect. And that's where you're going to see most of the traffic, the foot traffic. But it's not a town like San Francisco or London where you can just walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk, and you're always going to see something really cool. L.A., there's only cool shit, and then it ends, and then you're like in some fucking freeway nightmare and some, you know, suburban nightmare, and then you keep walking, and then you find some other cool shit. So it's just better to have a goddamn car, you know. Now I'm just looking for today's commercial so we can get our shit together in this stuff. Well, there's Alan Santiago. This is for the week of the 17th. You got it, man. Deer, Pluto, promo, boom. Is Pluto 5 days? Let me see. Pluto, 5. Okay, cool. Now, why don't we go ahead and pot this up and see what we got.
Did you think Mr. Henry will have to sign off?
Uh-oh. Well, guess what? You got it. I've got some... 2 audio tracks running at one time, so we'll just shut that down.
Now, my philosophy is the following thing.
Yeah, what is that, Phil?
First of all, here's the thing that you guys understand.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, tell us.
I'm doing all the character voices on a show that has no real commercial breaks. In other words, we pretend like we have commercial breaks.
Oh, here I am bitching
I'm
about something.
I'm constantly talking through a period of time
that
is, at you know, usually an hour. Sometimes it's shorter, depending upon
I look so much better fat. I mean,
there's no other fucking podcast in the goddamn world, let alone no other radio show or anything else that does that.
Sure, Phil. Here we can look at Phil talking. I am just. Notice how there's color in my face, and even though I weigh probably 40 pounds more in this video of me, I look so much healthier, don't I? I think I look healthier and I think I'm better looking. Here, just take a look at the stud-like qualities. I'm just joking, but what happened to me? What am I doing? Am I showing my tracks now? Look at this. I'm rolling up my sleeves and showing my heroin track. Just take a look at what I've done. I mean, I've done everything. I've worked my ass off for people I've never even met, and I'm on heroin 5 times a day. And that's just today. I remember shooting up before I came here, and the woman I said, talk about tits gigantic, and she shoved them right into my face. I couldn't do anything about it because I had to come here and do this goddamn fucked up show. So you see, this is how my life is. And as I sit and I cast my eyes about this room and think about how I. You know, the wealth that I've accrued, and no one gives a shit. You don't care. You're just sitting there laughing at me. I know that. Let me just go ahead and adjust this microphone one more time. Get out of here. All right. Who was the poet? Was it Robert Burns who said the greatest gift is to see ourselves as either see us? To see ourselves as others see us. All right. I must have been on a you know, some sort of a vengeance trip. All right, so let's get queued up here.
Well, you say so.
And what do I mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that, Phil?
Either way, whatever you're thinking, it ain't. All right, thank you.
I must have been really bitching about something, man.
You want to see what those clap sounds look like on that? Well, there it is. Here, I'll show you. See the clapping? Well, you can't really see it. Well, yeah, maybe you can. Well, here. Okay.
Wait. Oh, nice shirt, dude. Nice way to iron that shirt. Of course, I never iron shirts.
What he done did. I got to get my ass in gear here.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
I was dressed as my sister because we were trying to get over the border. It's a big, long story.
Breakfast. Oh, the old...
Something tells me this is going to be a great show. Something tells me this is going to be a massively great show.
Here's the Bob Bacon.
I want to show you something. I used to do this with my mouth. Look at my mouth. See that?
Good morning. Good morning, Margaret. Good morning, Margaret. Good morning, Margaret.
I don't know why this...
Breakfast.
Oh, the old egg exchange.
Yes. Here in New York City. And I've ordered up some breakfast. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all. Not at all. It's so exciting to talk to you.
It's exciting to talk to you. Hey, you. Put some more hot sauce.
I don't know why there's something funny about people in the background ordering breakfast. Food. Okay. And even if we're not... You know, you reach out and touch someone.
Sure.
Reach out and touch us. And don't miss the chance to take our very important listener survey. Help us get to know you, all of the characters that you're going to hear, with the exception of some of the minor editing that we do at the end of the show to help with our production. We don't use any other production tricks. No overdubbing, no multi-tracking, or anything else. And our entire show is... in real time,
I guess I must first started doing this because I'm reading this on the,
it is happening. So sit back
script.
And enjoy the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there, and I will bail out here. Okay, so let's see what we've got here. The commercial Pluto. Let's take a look at Pluto, all right, shall we? Here we go.